This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, an all-out assault by U.S. forces on the insurgent-controlled city of Fallujah could happen any day. U.S. commanders say Fallujah has become a central staging and planning area for ex-Ba'athist Sunni fighters and a smaller number of foreign extremists. U.S. and Iraqi officials hope to regain control of several insurgent strongholds before Iraq holds elections now scheduled for January. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The raw numbers telegraph attack. More than 40,000 Marine, Army, and Iraqi troops backed by armor, air, and artillery are massed outside Fallujah. Sources say any assault will involve 3 or 4 Marine and 2 Iraqi battalions. The rest of the 40,000-strong force will try to secure other parts of Anbar province west of Baghdad, including the provincial capital of Ramadi. The Iraqi forces will, the theory goes, take the security lead after combat. The unusual tactic of telegraphing a big assault, a military official says, had several goals, including intimidating insurgents and instigating splits among guerrilla factions. Another goal was to prompt women and children to get out. That'll save innocent lives and lessen insurgent propaganda highlighting civilian casualties. Charles Heyman is a senior military analyst at Jane's Consultancy. He says all but announcing an assault has also given insurgents time to build defenses, plan counterattacks, and perhaps allowed some to slip away to fight another day.
Almost certainly, I'm afraid, the leaders, majority of the leaders, and certainly the best trained people, the people that are going to be valuable to the insurgency in the long term, they will be long gone from Fallujah.
Heyman says that likely includes Jordanian-born extremist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who officials think is or once was based in Fallujah. And even if the best-trained insurgents have fled, it doesn't take skilled fighters to inflict heavy casualties in the chaotic close-quarter combat of an urban battle. The post-World War II death and wounded rate for fighters in urban combat is 30%, according to a study by the RAND Corporation. In April of this year, a much smaller Marine force than the one now assembled lost 52 Marines. It's not clear how many hundreds of Iraqi fighters and civilians were killed in April's aborted Marine attack. Today, despite a civilian exodus from the city, Marines will still find innocents in the line of fire, further complicating any assault.
The problem is that although they're saying 80% of the population is evacuated, this is a town of 300,000. So you've still got 60,000 civilians in there.
Colonel Thomas Hemis is a senior military fellow at the National Defense University and an expert on guerrilla warfare. Hemis says taking the city will likely prove relatively easy compared to the long-term work of keeping the rest of town from backsliding again into insurgent hands.
We can move through any city we want to in Iraq. We proved that back in March of 2003. We can sweep through any city we want to do so rapidly. But all the insurgent has to do is put his weapon down and pretend to be a civilian and walk away from it. And then after we've swept by, he's back in business. And we don't have the capability to sort him out.
That difficult work of sorting will again fall to U.S.-trained Iraqi forces. But will Iraqi forces be up to the task this time? Analyst Charles Heyman is skeptical. He predicts the U.S. will have to commit thousands of Marines to police Fallujah, handing insurgents a partial victory.
The real problem here, of course, is that then the insurgents start to win because they've been able to pin down a very large number of coalition troops who then aren't available for operations elsewhere. And right at this moment in time, no matter what the politicians are saying, it is very, very doubtful that the Iraqi troops are of the quality and the loyalty that you actually need to sustain a campaign of this type.
But one defense official who didn't want to be named said there's substantial evidence Iraqi forces will be ready. It won't be like April's fiasco, he said, referring to the U.S.-organized Fallujah Brigade, which quickly crumbled into insurgent hands. Security will only be part of the challenge. Fallujah has been a run-down, dirt-poor city for decades. After 18 months of war, the city is devastated. After a potentially decisive battle, war ravaged may not begin to describe the damage. Urban combat expert Colonel Randy Gangle directs the Center for Emerging Threats and Opportunities, a Marine Corps think tank.
There's going to have to be a massive rebuilding program in Fallujah, no matter how precise we are with this. I don't think it's going to end up being much of a city left, quite frankly.
One U.S. military official said, "We'll be glad to oblige if the insurgents try to make Fallujah their Alamo." but it's not clear if it'll be a fatal last stand for hardcore Sunni and foreign fighters, or just another battle in what the Pentagon's top civilian once called the long, hard slog in Iraq. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.